said I. Have their drawbacks of hard work and anxiety. They have their compensations. Influence, the power of doing good, of assisting those weaker and poorer than ourselves. And there is even a certain gratification in display. My banter under the circumstances was in very vile taste. I spoke on the spur of the contrast of his appearance and speech. I was sorry even while I was speaking. He turned a haggard but very composed face upon me. Said he, "I forget myself. Of course, you would not understand." He measured me for a moment. "No doubt it is very absurd. You will not believe me even when I tell you, so that it is fairly safe to tell you, and it will be a comfort to tell someone. I really have a big business in hand, a very big business. But there are troubles just now. The fact is, I make diamonds." "I suppose," said I, "you are out of work just at present." "I am sick of being disbelieved," he said impatiently, and suddenly, unbuttoning his wretched coat, he pulled out a little canvas bag that was hanging by a cord round his neck.